Boy, hit it pretty hard there. I'm not mad. Good afternoon, everybody. I want to call the meeting of Monday, February 10th, 2025 to order at 3 p.m. We will begin with our work session, review and discussion of the February 10th, 2025 posted agenda items. And this is usually when we get the opportunity to look over any items that we might have or that we would like to pull from the consent agenda. Council members, do you have anything that you would like, any item that you would like pull from the consent agenda?
I have a few.
Okay, all right. Brent had his hand up first. Mr. Newsom, so you go, sir. Okay, Ms. Short, you go right ahead, ma'am.
25-6394.
All right.
Do you want the whole list?
Sure, you go right ahead. You do that.
25-6407.
6407, okay.
25-6409.
6409.
25-6410.
All right.
And 25-6415.
All right, Mr. Newsom, do you have any?
Surprisingly, Julie managed to capture
one of them. I bet she did. She got them all. All right, way to go, way to go. Thank you for that. All right, everybody else good? Let's look at 6394. It's a resolution of the City of Mansfield, Texas, authorizing the city manager and the police department to make application, receive, and expend grant funding from the Office of the Governor of the State of Texas, Public Safety Office, Criminal Justice Division, to purchase modular vehicle barriers in an amount not to exceed $98,940. All right. Ms. Ramirez. All right, go ahead, my friend.
Well, my only question on this was, will this take place of the barricades that have to be rented currently for parades and things like that?
I believe that they will. They will take place of those, and they will give us the ability to have those in place ahead of time and make sure that we have those on hand for those kind of events.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
All righty. Any other questions for Ms. Ramirez regarding 6394? All right. In these days, we're quite sensitive to these barriers, aren't we? All right, 6407. That is a resolution of the City of Mansfield, Texas, approving a contract amendment between City of Mansfield, Texas, and a Pacheco Koch Consulting Engineering, LLC, in an amount not to exceed $36,500 for the design of South Main Street and Heritage Parkway intersection improvements. Go ahead, Ms. Short.
Thank you, Raymond. I just wanted to see if you could help me understand why we always seem to have amendments. Are we changing things? Is there not contingencies built into the contracts for changing grading level, things like that?
In this case, there, excuse me.
Push the button around.
What the problem was. Sorry. So, yes, this is amendment number five. This particular project, what happened was, just to run through it real quick, that KBC development to the north was happening just after this got underway, and their drainage improvements across Main Street actually caused this project to have to do a drainage study to make sure that that drainage was handled appropriately. And then they found an AT&T fiber duct line over there on that side, and we had to shift the channel to the west. And when they did that, that started to encroach on a 12-inch water line that we then had to lower. And so there's been several items that have happened that have already been taken up the contingency that we did have. And on this case, this could be left just like this, but what after David Bosky left and I was trying to final this project, I'm realizing that there on the south end, the sidewalk was being brought very close to the right-of-way, and it has designed with concrete riprap and railing. And so this will allow us to actually, like I said in the staff report, grade out and adjust all of that in hopes that we will actually recoup a lot of this cost for design and actually reducing the construction cost, because we will eliminate some railing and some of those concrete costs that we were going to have. Plus, I think it will look much better aesthetically. And then there are some, because David left, that project's just taken longer. And so they're including some project management costs that they had to account for with the project lasting longer that are in there as well. And then the coordination with Old Castle, they've wanted some in the negotiations about that right away. They've wanted a few things. So we're moving one of their driveways and working that out with them. So yes, I understand in this case that that's very much the case. It's kind of been several things just back to back in this particular instance.
Okay, that's helpful. I just, okay. You know, we start out with an amount and then we just add and add and add.
Understood.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, anyone else in regard to Raymond? Scoffman, I'm sorry. All right. Good. We'll go to item 6409. That is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, approving an advance funding agreement between the City of Mansfield, Texas, and the Texas Department of Transportation for the design and construction of the HSIP Walnut Creek Drive Signal Improvements. All right, Debbie Lane to Saving Place. All right. Would that be you, Mr. Newsom, or Ms. Short? Either one. Go for it.
Can I take this one since it's my only one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
That's the same question.
Go for it. Then.
Probably. I think it's good that we're doing these types of things. I guess what I would, this is more so just for an informational standpoint from the citizenry piece. If you could go into the way some of these improvements are expected to benefit traffic, especially when it comes to the you know, the GPS clocks and so forth, if you could maybe help expand on that so everybody understands sort of what we're doing.
Okay. Since that's actually our traffic control and lighting system, I'll defer that to James Ruggie in the street operations because he can speak more to that than I can.
Sure. What this is doing is replacing the existing vehicle detection systems so that we can tell when traffic is there and what the demand is to adjust the traffic signals accordingly. The time clocks help keep everything programmed the same so that they're all keeping the same clock and the same time schedule.
Okay, I mean, that's great. Will this impact not only the Walnut Creek section, but does it expand the way those work with the access road as well?
We are including the access road intersections also. So okay. The way they're all on a coordinated system, and they will be able to adjust according to the traffic demand on the previous and adjacent traffic signals.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you this question, but this may be more applicable to when the possible the on-ramp piece comes. But is there any section of this that might improve, say, just the strapping and advanced notice as far as which lanes are turn lanes and not turn lanes on 287 heading south, you know, in front of McDonald's and so forth?
No, this will only do traffic signals.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Ms. Short.
That was basically the same question, although I wasn't understanding what a retro reflective backplate was either.
So if you remember, I don't know that we've got any here in Mansfield, but we put backplates on the signals to cause contrast so that you can kind of see them, especially if you're facing into the sun in the morning or in the late evenings. It's especially helpful. It just allows you to see better. The retroreflective just makes it stand out further so that you're concentrated. It's more eye-catching to you, to the traveler.
Okay, great. And I'll probably pull these at the general meeting as well. I've had citizens ask that we discuss it in the general meeting so that they're not watching the work session at another time. So I'm just letting you know you might want to be ready.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's good. All right. Item 6410, and that is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, authorizing the city manager and the Mansfield Police Department to make application, receive, and expend grant funding from the State of Texas Office of the Governor Public Safety Office Body Worn Camera Grant Program FY2026 in the amount not to exceed $126,400 to purchase body worn cameras. All right, go ahead, Ms. Ramirez. Go ahead, ma'am.
Thanks, Vanessa. I saw this. I feel like we had approved something like this not too long ago, and I was just wanted to ask how often we have to replace the body cameras, and do we always get a grant for a portion of that?
So this grant is available on an annual basis, and so it's my understanding that we're updating a lot of the software that also comes with the body-worn camera, so this will help us purchase the 79 cameras that go in conjunction with that. And so there is a 25% match on the city for this particular grant, so our portion would be roughly about $31,600.
And do we know how soon it will be before we have to update those again?
I'm not sure. But we can definitely get with Chief Aaron and have him provide that information to the council.
There's okay, great.
Sure on your
okay,
Big
thank
brother.
You.
Ms. Short, we'll know that answer when we come to the regular meeting. We'll have that information.
All right. All right, item 6415, 25-6415, that too is a resolution of City Council of City of Mansfield, Texas, authorizing the purchase of 1.15 acres at the northeast corner of Regency Parkway and Heritage Parkway, Tarrant County, Texas, authorizing the execution of any documents necessary to implement this resolution. All right, Mr. Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Thanks, Matt. I wanted to see if you could give us some explanation of why we needed the additional 1.15 acres.
Yeah, sure. So when we purchased a 9-acre tract of land out there at Regency and Heritage, it was based off a concept plan. Once we had the survey done and the right-of-way cross-sections designed and completed, it shifted slightly to where we needed a little bit more right-of-way outside of that. I will note that this will actually give us the opportunity to have two outparcels that we could sell in the future to a developer to develop the property. But it is just additional right-of-way needed to get that infrastructure in.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, any other questions for Mr. Jones? All right, hearing none, seeing none, thank you very much. In council, we will recess into executive session. Council will now retire into executive session pursuant to sections 551.071, 551.072, 551.074, and 551.087 to discuss the items as outlined on the agenda. Council will now recess into executive session at 3:12 p.m. Who's that? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to reconvene into our regular business session at 6 p.m., and we're going to have our invocation by Pastor Steve Pixler from the Freedom Life Fellowship Church, and then we'll have our Pledge of Allegiance by Miss Julie Short and our Texas Pledge by Miss Tamara Bounds. Let us all stand at this time, and I'm going to ask, in respect of the prayer and the pledges, if our men would remove their hats. Bless you.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, through the power of your Holy Spirit, we come before you with praise and deep gratitude. Thank you for your kindness, your mercy, and the gift of your Son for our salvation. Father, we recognize that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all those who dwell within it. Lord Jesus, all authority in heaven and earth belongs to you. And we acknowledge that our authority to govern comes from you, and that we will give an account to you for the stewardship of this city. Father, give us the grace and the humility to govern this city with wisdom and courage. Let your righteousness and justice be our unfailing guide, and let your love make our hearts tender before you. Bless those who lead this city, our mayor, the council, the city administration. Bless those who serve this city, Mansfield employees, first responders, educators, church leaders, and business owners. Bless those who live in this city, the people who call Mansfield home. Be with us tonight, O God, and let your grace and your peace guide these proceedings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Thank you. All right. You may be seated. Brother Pastor, you mind sharing what God is doing at the Freedom Life Fellowship Church?
Thank you very much for the honor to be with you all tonight. And yeah, we're having a great, great new year, having a lot of fun helping people. That's really what it's all about, and it's very rewarding. I do want to say that from Freedom Life Church, for all of you, that we gather every week and we pray for each of you, and we pray for your families, we pray for your businesses, for your work here for the city. We honor you. And we pray that God would bless you and strengthen you. And once again, as always, it's just an honor to be with you all. I pray that God would bless you and everything you touch. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will move to our citizens' comments. Citizens wishing to address the council on non-public hearing agenda items and items not on the agenda, you may do so at this time. Due to the regulations of the Texas Open Meetings Act, please do not expect a response from the council, as we're not able to do so. This will be your only opportunity to speak unless you are speaking on a scheduled public hearing item. After the close of the citizen comments portion of the meeting, only comments related to public hearings will be heard. All comments are limited to 5 minutes. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, I'm going to ask Mr. Jerry Sweeney if he would come at this time, sir, and just state your name, address, and you have 5 minutes, my friend.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Jerry Sweeney. I live at 1726 Wren Drive, and my comment is about all the cars that are on the street today, and I was asking if y'all could create a new city ordinance that would prohibit anybody from parking 50 feet in any direction from a driveway that leads to a home. Because when most people are used to pulling in forwards, and so that means you're backing out. And when there's a vehicle directly behind your driveway and you can only use half the street, it kind of makes it a little hard. And also, when there are vehicles on either side of the street, you know, emergency vehicles can't get by, school buses have a hard time getting by, And if y'all could entertain an idea of making a new city ordinance to, you know, take care of some of the traffic that are behind the driveways. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, Ms. Judy Werner, you would come and again state your name, your address, and Ms. Werner, you have 5 minutes, ma'am.
Let me set my timer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, my name's Judy Werner, and I live at 2115 Ladera Way here in Mansfield, and I have for about 5.5 years. It's a 55-plus community. We have 138 homes, and directly across from ours is a community called Fire Oaks, and it has 134 houses and homes. So we comprise about 300 homes. I'm talking about traffic today, and I'm going to break it down into three parts. Let me tell you what street we live on or I back up to. Have you ever heard of Debbie Lane? Have you ever heard of the area between Matlock and the city limits of Mansfield? Because the city limits of Mansfield are in our backyard. It's basically between 360 on the east and Matlock on the west. And it's Debbie Lane, and therein lies the problem. Our property in Ladera backs up to it. Three things about traffic: speed, noise, and accidents. The scope of the problem is, as I told you, from the west, Matlock, down to the east, which is 360, but the actual limits of Arlington are at Tabasco, near Tabasco, and I can see it from my backyard. First, speed. The speed limit is 45, and of course, I know I'm a little old lady and I don't go that fast, and so I always have these big old pickup trucks behind me urging me on, but that's not the issue. It's that the speed, I don't know what it is. So I have approached Sergeant Jim Van Duzy, and guess what? He's getting a speed trailer. It's the first one we've had in 20 years. That's what he told me. And of course, he has to go to the traffic engineer, whom I have made a call to, but it was only Thursday and I don't expect anything back yet. So it's in motion. And I said to Sergeant Van Duzy, well, you know, speed's part of the problem, but the amount of cars, he goes, guess what? It's got a counter on it because it's brand new. So I can't wait for that to be put there. And of course, I had some ideas of where it should go, and I'll share that with you in a moment. Next, let's talk about noise. And so just for grins, I downloaded an app that will count decibels. So last Friday, which was a couple days ago, just for grins, I got on my back porch and held it up to just see how, you know, what's the sound. And one of them went, and this was just maybe 2 minutes. One was 82 decibels. That's a garbage disposal or a police siren. And then Saturday afternoon, I went out. I was walking my dog. And it went up to 103. That is standing by a bass drum or standing beside an airplane when it takes off. This is what I listen to. This is what my neighborhood listens to. And by the way, Ladera Way on the north side has 30 houses. 6 of them are now for sale. And that's part of the reason. Not the only, but part of the reason. And in fact, mine's for sale. So there's a lot of issues. There's only 14 for sale in the whole community. 6 of them are because of Debbie Lane. Now let's talk about accidents. And when I had Sergeant Van Duzy on the phone, I asked him or told him, hey, I can remember 6 since I moved here in 2019. And he said, blah, blah, blah. And I told him, hey, I remember one. And I described it. And he said, I remember that one. I mean, people tear down the brick walls. They tear down the gates. They bust up our planters. And a lot of the times, it's just from across the street because we lead into Five Oaks and they lead into us. There are no stop signs, no stop lights, nothing. And people get out there, cars are going every which way, everybody wants to turn, they take a chance, and boom, there they are. One of the guys, not as a result of the accident, but during COVID, developed COVID after the hospital, after he was in rehab and died. So it wasn't an accident that killed him, but and it was not a proximate cause, but it led to it. Okay, so I'm asking you, please don't take my word for it. Please come out, drive from Matlock to 360, but hang around behind my home, okay? And that's all I got to say about that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right, Ms. Alicia Tipping, you will come at this time, ma'am. And same, just state your name and your address, and you also have 5 minutes.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council. My name is Alicia Tipping. I live at 3217 Scenic Glen Drive, Mansfield, Texas. I've been a resident of Mansfield since 1982. I graduated high school from Mansfield High School in 1981. I have seen so many advancements come to this great city. Tonight, I'd like to speak about Trinity Metro. I am aware it's not on the agenda tonight. I just want you to take, I understand it's not on the agenda, and I just hope you can take in consideration what about the cancellation that's going to be in July, or that's being talked about for a cancellation of the Trinity Metro service in July. I returned to work part-time due to availability of Trinity Metro last July. I was excited to go back to work part-time and have a way of transportation here in the city. Other ride transportations are great. However, on a daily basis can be costly. Trinity Metro has helped the cost for me. People I have met using Trinity Metro sing the praises how it has been beneficial to them every day. This includes Brian and David, who are two men who are in their 40s that work at Kroger and the Walmart, Little Walmart grocery store. There were several ladies before Trinity Metro came in play that were sisters that were all over Facebook. Ironically, it showed up on my Facebook memories today, a year ago, that I had shared it from somebody, asking people to contribute and help give these two men a ride to work. When Trinity Metro came to Mansfield, they started riding it to work. I ride with those two often. I work near them, and I ride home in the evening with them numerous times a week. There are multiple TCC students that I ride with that get picked up because they go to TCC for school and back, as well as high school students use Trinity Metro from the high school to get to work or get home when it's a rainy day and they don't want to walk in the bad weather in 2 miles. Also, there's one girl I ride with often that's a cafeteria worker at Mansfield High School, and she gets picked up, then they usually come pick me up if I'm on my way to work, and they drop her off at Primrose. That is her way to get to her two jobs. There are several people with disabilities, numerous people on dialysis that cannot drive themselves, and I've gotten to know those ladies very well. There's one elderly lady that has had a stroke and can no longer drive. There's several people in wheelchairs that need transportation to doctor's appointments, therapy. There's one nice man that lives off Lone Star Road. I feel like people have become my friends on this Trinity Metro service. As far as myself as well, I use it to go to the doctor and medical appointments. Trinity Metro provides the ability to go to the grocery store for many of those that would not be able to get there themselves. In close, I love this city and thankful what it has provided. Trinity Metro provides the availability for our community to enjoy the great advancements in our city. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Tipping. All right, do we have any more cards, ma'am? Thank you very much. All right, we'll move now to our council announcements. Ms. Short? Mr. Brosh?
I have none.
Mr. Tenora? Ms. Fresquez?
I have none.
Mr. Newsom?
None, sir.
Ms. Bounds?
None for me, Mayor.
And I have none as well. All right, we'll move to item 10, and it is item 25-6402, Minutes approval of the January 27, 2025 local transportation issues subcommittee meeting minutes. And of course, that particular vote will only be taken by the members of that subcommittee. And our chair is Mr. Tenora.
Thank you, Mayor. We met with Raymond Kaufman, came in and presented the quarterly roadway capital plan. We also discussed advantages and disadvantages of asphalt streets versus concrete streets as it pertains to roadways, residential streets, and commercial parking lots. If you've ridden around Mansfield lately, you know we have an awful lot of roadways under construction and we got a lot more in design. So we're definitely moving in the right direction. At this point, I'll ask for a motion.
All right, Mr. Norton, thank you. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Bounds. All right, those committee members, if you would please vote. All right, and that motion carried 3-0. Thank you very much. All right, we move now to staff comments. Mr. Smolinski, do we have any comments from staff, sir?
We do, Mayor. We have a couple of presentations here. Chief Aaron, would you mind coming on down? Would you bring up his report?
Thank you, Chief.
Mayor, Council, City Management, what you have in front of you is our annual contact report. So some of the things I'd like to point out to you is that we had 23,985 stops this year in comparison to 19,829 last year, so an increase of about 4,156 over 23. And this report is done by our consultant. It's also filed with the state, and it should be noted that we had no complaints this year.
Good job.
All right, sir.
Out of 23,985 stops, no complaints.
Let me clarify, there's no complaints as compared to racial profiling complaints. There could have been some other kind of complaints. There's not a lot of people that are excited about getting a speeding ticket, but just to clarify my point.
You know, I'm just saying, are you giving them cupcakes? I mean, what's the deal?
Yes,
but
sir.
Chief, that is outstanding. And I think that it's important for people to know that that's a third party, as a matter of fact, that monitors that. Am I right?
Yes, sir. They not only, and you'll see it in your report, only provide the report at the annual basis that we present to you and then we file with the state, but they also do audits throughout the year.
That's right.
So we send them the data, they crunch the numbers and send us the audited reports that's included in this report.
It is not smoothing to say that you guys are the best. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Anybody else have a word for our chief?
David Sullivan.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Would you like me to stay for the consent agenda as well?
We got another presentation.
All right. Thank you, Chief. All right. Mr. Jones comes. And go ahead and make mention of what he's speaking about, sir.
Mayor and Council, Assistant City Manager Matt Jones is going to give a presentation on some of the Trinity Metro data that we received that might help you guys make a decision as to whether or not we continue with the program or not.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Smolinski, City Council and Mayor. So just wanted to give a brief overview on the pilot program. So as you're aware, we did a six-month trial with funding for the 1 year to be evaluated at the six-month mark. We now have 6 months of full data that I'd like to go through with you tonight that was provided by Trinity Metro. So you can see here, this is from the inception of the program in July of 2024 through January. So starting in August to January, that gives us a 6 full months of data that we're presenting here to you today. You can see here from the chart, the completed number of rides. This is broken down per month. So you can see kind of a slow start, it's only half a year or half a month in July. Numbers jumped up in August and kind of been up and down through January as far as total rides. You can also see the number of people taking advantage of the pilot program on a monthly basis. The wait times, which are around 25 minutes today, and then the on-time percentage represented by the blue line there. If you further dive down into the data, you can look at the number of people who take advantage of that per week. So you can see kind of hit a low point in week 25. And then the ending data that we have in January was about 32 people who take advantage of that per day on average per week.
So, Matt, I just want to clarify, unique riders, what that really means is
people.
People.
Yes,
it means
sir.
Individuals that are using it. Okay.
Right. That's
I know that's a term we get from Trinity Metro,
yes,
but I just want to make it clear.
Yes, sir. That's how they identify that, but that would be people using the system. These are the options as it presented in the contract with Trinity Metro. So you can see the $855,000, that was for the first year. You can see in year two, it jumps up to the almost $1 million, and then in year three, it would be the a little over $1 million to continue the program. At this time, we don't have federal funding identified that would be available to us, so the city would be responsible for the total cost of the program at that time. And with that, I can answer any questions anybody has regarding the rideshare program.
Okay. All right. There is none. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate it. And the real data. Thank you, sir. All right. Moving right along. Item 12. Is there any action to take pursuant to executive session? None. All right. We'll move to item 13, the consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda have been previously discussed, require little or no deliberation, or are considered to be routine by the council. If discussion is desired, then an item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered separately. Otherwise, approval of the consent agenda authorizes the city manager to implement each item in accordance with staff's recommendation. All right, council, and we have chief up here already. So, council, would you please give me a word regarding those items that we would like to have removed at this time?
Mayor.
Go ahead, Ms. Short.
I'd like to remove 25-6394.
Okay.
Would you like the list or just one at a time?
No, you know what? You're in good shape. Let's see, 6394, 6407, 6409, 6410, 6415.
Yes, sir.
Am I right, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. Happy day. We're in good shape. All right, chief.
You got it.
Okay. Yeah, that's those that we have any more that we're going to pull? All right. Thought I saw Ms. Bounds lean forward. We don't. All right. Well, let's have a motion on the ones that remain.
Motion to approve.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Short. All right. Questions? Hearing none, please cast your votes. And those items carry 7-0. All right, then. We will begin with item 6394. And that is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, authorizing City Manager and the Mansfield Police Department to make application, receive, and expend grant funding from the Office of the Governor of Texas Public Safety Office Criminal Justice Division to purchase modular vehicular barriers in an amount not to exceed $98,940. Ms. Short.
Thank you, Chief. I was wondering if these barricades will help eliminate the need to rent barricades when we have parades.
Yeah, unfortunately not. So if think about these barricades are more defensive barricades. So similar to what you've seen nationwide where vehicles are running into crowds of folks, that's what we're trying to avoid here. So you'll notice that we've always used the hard barricades in the streets, but if you also notice, there's some spots that we can't cover. So the idea is to be able to cover those spots with this particular defensive type of barricade. So what this grant is doing is it's asking for approval for us to apply for the grant, and then we don't know what the amount is that they would give us. They can give us up to $100,000. Then we could always readjust to say, hey, do we want this barricade or that barricade? There's two different manufacturers that are out there, and then how many of them should we buy this year? So long term, we have a vision that they're going to be used at each one of our special events, and then the other big venues that are coming to town, we know that those are going to be really needed in those particular ones. So we're trying to get ahead of that. But more than that, being responsive to what's happening nationally and FBI briefs that we get on soft targets and soft targets of that, where there's a lot of people in one area and what else can we do to secure those areas. Does that make sense?
Yes, sure does. Thank you.
All right. May I receive a motion on that particular item, please?
Move to approve.
Thank you, ma'am.
Second.
All right. Short, Mr. Newsom. All right. Questions? Hearing none. Please cast your votes. All right. That item carries 7-0. Thank you very much. And we have, Chief, I believe you have another 60. Yes. It's going to be 64. Is that 07? No. 10. Okay. Chief, 6410. Yes. And that is a resolution of City Council of City of Mansfield, Texas, authorizing City Manager and the Mansfield Police Department to make application, receive, and expend grant funding from the State of Texas Office of the Governor Public Safety Office Body-Worn Camera Grant Program, fiscal year 2026, in the amount not to exceed $126,400 to purchase body-worn cameras. All right. Go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Chief, I noticed that this is for 79 body cameras, so I was curious if we changed the majority of them out on a regular basis or if there was a particular reason that there were that many at one time.
So we have 111 sworn officers, so we really need 111 of them all together. So, but what we're trying to do is we know that the life expectancy on those cameras are seven to eight years. We're setting at 8 years, and unfortunately, the models that we have now, we can't send them in and get parts for them. So the idea is to be able to get a grant. It works very similar to the other one. They could only give us $50,000, and then we would just buy less cameras is what we would do. But regardless of what they approve, we still have to contribute as a city 25% of that money. So the idea is to purchase some of those this year and then hopefully pick them up again next year, but we would ask for another grant again next year. You may remember this. We've asked for a grant for the car cameras in the past, and we've been replacing those a little bit at a time. So we're trying to do the same thing, be responsible with how we're outlaying that every year.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right. Any other questions for the chief? All right. I'll call for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Ms. Short.
Second.
Second, Ms. Fresquez. All right. Questions? Hearing none, please cast your votes. And that item carries 7-0 as well. All right. Item 6407. That'll be a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, approving a contract amendment between the City of Mansfield, Texas, and Paquetcho Koch Consulting Engineering, LLC, in an amount not to exceed $36,500 for the design of South Main Street and Heritage Parkway intersection improvements. All right. Mr. Kaufman, go ahead, ma'am.
Mr. Kaufman, can you help us understand why we have several amendments on this contract and why there isn't a contingency built in that's covering this?
Sure. The contract was approved with an original contingency. However, there have been several design issues during the design that have eaten into those already. KBC north of here developed, and they improved the culvert across Main Street and modified that drainage. And so there basically was an additional drainage study that this contract had to do to accommodate that drainage. During the design, we potholed an AT&T fiber line and found it to be an actual duct bank that we had to move, basically could not be relocated. And moving that drainage channel, we basically got on top of a 12-inch water line, so we had to design the lowering of that. So it was several different things that compounded on that. This particular amendment is to the south. We've been working with the Old Castle property on the southeast corner and getting the appropriate right-of-way we need for them. We've had to create and adjust a lot of right-of-way documents, and work out a driveway situation with them. And in this particular case, what we're doing, we're actually creating right-of-way further south, and we're going to modify the grading to actually take advantage of the MPFDC park property that we've worked out with parks that we can do some grading on. So with this, we'll actually eliminate some significant concrete riprap that was going to be in a very steep bar ditch with railing. So that's going to be eliminated from the project. So hopefully with this design, we'll actually reduce some of those construction costs. So some of this will be mitigated during construction. We'll recoup some of these costs.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. I know there are things that come up in projects that you could have no idea that you might run into until you actually get into the project.
Correct. This is one of those for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? Go ahead. Okay. All right. I'm ready to entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Thank you, ma'am. Ms.
Short. Second.
Thank you, Ms. Bounds. Statements, hearing none. Please cast your votes. And that item carries 7-0. And we move to 6409. That is a resolution of the City Council of City of Mansfield, Texas, approving the advance funding agreement between the City of Mansfield, Texas, and the Texas Department of Transportation in an amount not to exceed $112,033 for the design and construction of the HSIP Walnut Creek Drive signal improvements. That would be Debbie Lane to Saving Place. All right. Jeff, how you doing, sir?
Good.
All right. Go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Price. I just wanted to get some explanation on what the actual grant is paying for and how that's helpful. I know it says installing new retroreflective backplates, vehicle detection devices, and GPS clocks that have been proposed to mitigate the concerns. Can you kind of explain how those help?
Sure, absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity. So the most important aspect of signals and is being able to detect the cars that are at the signal and being able to detect how many there are, the rate they're coming, and then so this program we applied through the state and received authorization to do this for the entire corridor, giving us the ability to update all of the detection, all the vehicle detection, which will allow us to have better opportunities for better control of the flow through those intersections, better coordination between signals. And hopefully it with the equipment allows us to manage times of days different than where if we, with the old equipment, we'd go in and put in a timing plan for that, and then it's pretty much that way throughout the entirety of the day. We know traffic changes throughout the day. This gives us the ability to be more proactive in getting ahead, changing for different times of the day. So it's really upgrading the technology there, getting the best available technology to our intersections to help improve the flow through that corridor.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
All right. Go ahead, Ms. Bounds, and then we'll have Mr. Newsom.
So an additional question for that, will it also be able to work with the emergency system for when ambulances and fire trucks are coming as well?
Yes, ma'am. It currently has that capability. It detection always helps improve what's there and making sure that we get that when an emergency or when a fire truck does the calls for preemption on that, knowing the vehicles that are there and how far back it is, it can call on those signals to change faster, because the whole goal is to clear the intersection before the emergency vehicle gets there. So any improvement on detection will make that system even better.
And so it also has sensors on it, is that what you're saying? So it can detect
yes,
the traffic. Oh, that's pretty awesome. Thanks.
All right, Mr. Newsom.
Yeah, just similar question to that, Jeff. Will it have I guess, from the time of implication, is there a learning component to it, to where it learns different traffic patterns based on not necessarily the time of day, but even day of the week? or is it just strictly a look at what's going on actively at that time?
Yeah, I think for this, it is looking at it actively in currently with what's going on that time of day, but it's the step towards what I guess you would call adaptive traffic signals, where it adapts to it on a regular basis. But you have to have all these pieces in place before you do that, and that's more of the software programming side of it. So we feel like that gets us that much closer to those capabilities.
So you feel at this point at least the initial components will be able to be used with improving technology down the road that will be more of a true, you know, like you were referring to, active transitioning depending on the, you know, the current status of what's going on at the intersection.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's a step towards it. I also didn't speak to the back plates, but the back plates are a part of it. They go around the light, and it just helps with contrast with the signals, and then also helping block the sun when you get to an intersection and blinded by the sun gives more visibility. I also point out, just to, as this is the first time, part of the same grant is over 3 years, so we will do backplates citywide. We've been approved for backplates citywide, and then also for improvements to the intersection at Walnut Creek and Broad Street, which will be a full, I don't want to say a reconstruct in the fact that poles and stanchions aren't going anywhere, but it upgrades everything at that intersection, including the panel, the computer, the detection, all of that. So that those will be done in the next 2 years.
Okay. Well, also, will that sort of impact, I mean, I'm assuming, but time frame wise, do you know the actual 287 Walnut Creek Country Club intersections? Because there's a lot of, you know, five lanes of traffic basically coming into that small area. Will that ultimately hopefully address some of those backup concerns?
Well, I can tell you, since I've been in this role, we've looked at this at least three or four times, where we've looked at timing and trying to make that as efficient through there as we can. This won't hurt it in any way and gives us the opportunity to be more progressive because we have that better detection at those signals. So that, along with the work that's going on with adding the on-ramp and movements at that intersection at 287 and Walnut Creek, all of those things help us improve that, the flow through there.
Okay, great. Thank you.
That's a good word. And also for information's sake, Debbie Lane, again, we mentioned Country Club Drive, northbound 287 Frontage Road. And again, for the listening public, southbound 287 Frontage Road. So it's going to be a lot of good work. It's going to get done. So a lot of folks got their fingers crossed in this regard. All right, we'll see how it turns out, buddy. All right, we good? If we are, I'm ready to receive a motion.
Move to approve.
Thank you, Mr. Brosh.
Second.
Oh, boy, that's the tie. Tie goes to the runner, Ms. Bowles. All right. That motion carries 7-0. Thank you all very much. All right. We have item 64-15. That's going to be a resolution of the City Council of the City of Mansfield, Texas, authorizing the purchase of 1.15 acres at the northeast corner of Regency Parkway and Heritage Parkway, Tarrant County, Texas. Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir. So this is a purchase of a little over 1 acre to provide additional right-of-way and public infrastructure for a city-owned site.
All right. Go ahead, Mr. News.
Yeah, I believe at this point in time, we'd like to make a motion to table until staff brings this back to us.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second to table. That was Ms. Short that second that. All right. Please cast your votes. And that item carries 7-0. Thank you all very much. And I believe that concludes our consent agenda. So moving right along, Item 14 is going to be our public hearings. Item 25-6398. It's an ordinance public hearing and consideration of an ordinance of the City of Mansfield, Texas, setting forth the standards of care for the Parks and Recreation Department's Kid Zone program for the City of Mansfield, providing for the operational standards of the administration for the program, providing for the inspection, monitoring, enforcement of the standards of care, providing for the staffing levels, training, responsibilities for those working in the program, providing for facility standards, providing for the repeal of all ordinances in conflict, providing for a cumulative clause, providing for a severability clause, providing for publication as required by law, providing for an effective date. All right, Mr. Brian, what you
got, Thank you, Mayor.
Sir?
Good evening, Council.
Go ahead, buddy.
This is our annual requirement to adopt our standards of care for our Kids Zone program.
Yes, sir.
This program is a supervised program through the Mansfield Activity Center for children ages 6 to 11. Mm-hmm. This program is offered during the summer months while the kids are out of school and also during their school breaks and holidays throughout the year. Activities include local trips to, you know, our local parks, different attractions, and we also include more passive activities such as arts and crafts and games and things of that nature. These are the minimal standards by which the City of Mansfield Parks Department, Parks and Recreation Department, will operate this program, as this program is considered a recreational and not a daycare operation. And with that, I'll answer any questions you may have.
I think you just said it right there at the end, not a daycare operation. All right, anybody on my left? Go ahead, Ms. Short.
Mr. Cotney, how many kids can sign up for the program?
So during the summer, it's a maximum of 48. And then the other, the different, like spring break or something, we go to 36.
And is that first come, first serve?
Yes, there's a registration period. In fact, the registration period for this summer is March 3rd. So you have to be a member of the MAC, and I believe it's a first come, first serve basis.
Okay, thank you.
All right, go ahead, Ms. Bounds.
Is there also staffing levels there that you'd have with
there
all
is.
These kids?
Yes, the ratio is one counselor per 12 participants. When we do field trips, if we go to Hawaiian Falls or the Frisco Rough Riders have a camp day, we do things like that, ratio goes down to one counselor per 8 participants.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Huh? All right. All right, any other questions? Ms. Cotney, question for parents in regard to the number. Are we prioritizing Mansfield kids? Do they get the first shots? Kids who live here, I know they have to be members of the MAC.
I believe so. Okay. And actually, last summer, the ratio was a 60% resident, 40% non-resident.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Hearing no other questions, I will open the public hearing at 6:42 p.m. Ms. Marin, do we have any cards, ma'am?
No cards, ma'am.
All right, I will close the public hearing at 6:42 p.m. and call for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Ms. Bounds. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, thank you, Ms. Short. All right, any questions? Hearing none, please cast your votes. All right, that item carries 7-0. All right, item 25-6408, it's public hearing in consideration of a specific use permit for a convenience store gas station on approximately 0.480 acres, being lot 4R1, a block 1 Walmart addition, Tarrant County, Texas, located approximately 925 feet southeast from the intersection of North US 287 and North Walnut Creek Drive, and addressed at 950 North Walnut Creek Drive, Murphy Oil USA, Inc., owner-developer, GM Civil Engineer, SUP number 24-003. Mr. Rodriguez.
All right. Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Yes, sir.
Tonight we do have a request for a specific use permit for a convenience store with a gas canopy. The property is located at 950 North Walnut Creek, just outside of the Walmart parking lot. At their facility there on Walnut Creek and 287. The current zoning of the property is C2, and with all auto-related uses within C2, specifically this one with the gas canopy, you are required to obtain a specific use permit. The existing Murphy Oil on the site was constructed 25 years ago. That was prior to the requirement for the specific use permit. Because the developer is looking to demolish the current structure, they are required to obtain a SUP tonight. The future land use plan does support these types of uses. You can see here that the entire area is designated as retail and office. Within retail and office, there is the allowance for these types of commercial services. I'm going to show a few photos of the current site just to get everybody familiar with what is there and what is going to be replaced. If you haven't driven out to this site recently, there is a small kiosk with a lot of outside storage. Here's another image. This is looking just from the south of it towards to the north, looking at the site. Here's probably the more telling picture of the current situation. You can see there's a small kiosk that allows for an employee to be present, but there's a lot of sort of coolers and other outdoor storage for merchandise that is provided today. Looking at the improved site plan, the developer is proposing to provide a 1,400 square foot structure that would bring all of those outside storage uses inside the building. It does reduce the fuel canopies at the site from 14 to 12. The same number of parking spaces are provided, but there are some improvements to circulation, and if there are any questions on that, I can provide those, but more specifically, just so I can while we're here. Today, there's an exit that comes right out at that intersection, which does cause some conflicts. In working with the developer, we've closed that up so that we concentrate the access over here to this one location. Here's a look at the the elevations that the developer is providing. As I stated, all of that outdoor storage does go into an inside store. You can look at the elevations and see that they are using masonry requirements, not only on the building itself, but on the canopy columns, which are all things that we look to do at all of our gas stations that come into Mansfield. They're also providing faux windows along the Walnut Creek side, so it does break up what would be a blank wall otherwise. From a landscape plan standpoint, the development is providing passive space with a new walking path that comes off of the existing sidewalk on Walnut Creek. Screening is also provided along the entire edge of the development, which allows for some of the uses like the dumpster and those kinds of things to be screened from visibility. The subject property is situated within the C2 Community Business District, and that does allow a convenience store and gas station with the specific use permit. While the site is already developed for this use, the existing non-conforming site does not have an SUP, as the site predates this portion of the zoning ordinance. The proposed updates will enhance its existing features in ensuring compliance with current zoning regulations and align the site with zoning requirements to improve functionality and overall design. The SUP does meet all conditions of approval. On January 6th, the Planning and Zoning Commission voted to recommend approval with a vote of 5-0 with two absences. The Department of Planning and Development Services also recommends approval of this specific use permit. I'm available for any questions.
All right. On my right, are there any questions?
Real quick, does it, when you're saying it's moving all the outside storage in, does that mean, just help me with the recollection on the zoning piece once this is done. What, if anything, will they still be allowed to store outside as far as?
So within the C2 zoning district, any business is allowed to have up to 10% of their area as outdoor sales. Gas stations typically will do this with an ice machine or something similar. There's nothing shown on the site plan today, but that is an allowance under the C2 zoning.
Okay, that was my only question. Thanks.
All right. Go ahead, Ms. Bowen.
And in addition to that, and I know we can't say what they're going to have on the inside, but is it going to be like a fully functioning convenience store with the little walk-in refrigerators, or is it just going to be an expanded use of what they already have?
So currently today, they do have some of those coolers outside. Those coolers will now be inside. And so, yes, it will be like your typical convenience store. There will be a cashier counter as well as display merchandise.
All right. Thank you.
All right. On my left, you guys are good. All right. All right, then. I will open the public hearing at 6:49 p.m. Do we have any cards, ma'am? All right. I will close the public hearing at 6:49 p.m. and call for a motion.
Motion to approve.
All right, Mr. Brosh. Thank you, sir.
Second.
Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Short. All right, any other statements, questions? Hearing none, please cast your votes. That item carries 7-0. Item 15 is?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, sir.
Second.
All right, motion and a second. Any questions, concerns? No, there are none. That item carries 7-0. We'll stand adjourned at 6:50 p.m. You all have a great week. God bless.